I'll tell you, one of the great restaurants ever in Chicago, a Blackbird, the Publican, Dove's Luncheonette. He's won these awards. They're called the James Beard Foundation Awards. A little bit, it's like the Academy Awards for what he does. In 2013, the James Beard Foundation for Outstanding Chef and the Best Chef in the Midwest in 2004. Paul Kahan is here. Hi, Paul. Now you have a new place in town, which I'll talk about. I hear you've been down to Lollapalooza. Is that true?
I snuck down there for a short moment. Masked up, totally safe. You know, we do some food there for different venues, the Platinum and the VIP section. We've done it for years, and we're always proud to do it. And I just went to check out how the team was doing down there, and they're doing quite well.
Okay, so you're hermetically sealed, but what were your observations about the attendees, not necessarily in the VIP area, but overall?
You know, my observations were not real positive. It didn't make me warm and fuzzy. You know, a lot of people in a tight space. You know, it's outside, so obviously that's a bonus. But the day that I was there, the mask mandate had not come down. It came down the following day. Of course, all of our team was masked up, but guests were not, and they weren't. I don't think I saw any masks out there. So I don't know. It's difficult to say. I mean, obviously, people have to keep their businesses running, and there are a lot of people and a lot of revenue that depends on that event in Chicago. But ultimately, to me, it's a little scary.
And the other thing, Dean Richards was talking about this earlier, that people would wait in line right on top of each other. You know, not 6 foot separation, but 6 inches, maybe not that much. And mask or no mask, but they're outside. And then show, as they're entering, proof of vaccination. And I've seen the video of this. I've seen it. I wasn't there, but I've seen the video over and over, different videos. And news stations have covered this, and I'm sure people are doing their best, but they're looking at these proof of vaccinations, and they're saying, okay. And they're looking at it. They're like 4 feet away from it, and they're not really reading it. And also there are, I am told, there are counterfeit. You know, just like kids that age, you know, I'm going to get that driver's license. Not really a driver's license, right? The same kind of thing. And
you know, the only thing that I could say is when I entered, they looked at my vaccine card carefully.
They did. Okay.
Yeah, they did. So you know, I don't know about those reports. Hopefully, the truth of the matter is, I think we've all, you know, there was a short time there where we were all very comfortable with the vaccines and with the low numbers in Chicago, and everyone was, you know, running around like maniacs because we need that. You know, we need this thing to be over. It's brutal from so many different levels. So ultimately, you know, me included, it's like time to see friends, time to get together. Of course, I think everyone that I know is vaccinated. But ultimately, you know, we're just going to have to ride this thing out and do what's right. And, you know, on the upside, more people across the country are getting vaccinated, you know, because of the fear of this Delta variant. So that's a plus.
Indeed, you're right. But another plus is Bar Avec, where you can see friends. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, well, you know, Avec is a French word which means with. And we opened our second restaurant, which was called Avec, 18 years ago on Randolph Street. And it's a little shoebox. I think it seats 60 people. And this is my partners. Donald Medea and Edward Chaitan, our dearly departed partner Ricky DeArmet, passed away a few years ago. The four of us opened Avec. It was our second restaurant and was really all about food from the Mediterranean, sitting at communal tables, sharing, drinking great wines from really interesting areas. My partner Edwards calls it sun-drenched areas of the Mediterranean. That restaurant is high energy. The food is incredible. Just about everything is cooked in a wood hearth. But for some people, they eat there and they're like, man, the food's really terrific. I'm not coming back here. It's too tight. It's too loud. It's too small. There are a lot of people that absolutely love that. But there's a large percentage of people that don't. So this year we had the opportunity to open a restaurant, a second Avec, in River North. And it's been a great success. It's a much larger space, you know, tons of open area, very comfortable, very stylish room. The food is also cooked in a wood hearth, which I think adds a lot of flavor. But ultimately, we wanted to give all those people that are turned off by the physical, the original Avec, the opportunity to dine with us. And as it turned out, there was a great rooftop connected to this space. Our landlords were really kind to offer this beautiful rooftop, and we designed it so it's comfortable, and the view is spectacular. The cocktails are spectacular, and it's a menu that's supposed to make you feel like you're sitting on the Mediterranean in Spain, or in a little Portuguese town looking out at the ocean. It's seafood driven, and I think the food's delicious, and the drinks are wonderful.
Yes, and boy, what a view! Tell me about the brunch.
You know, we're open for brunch on Sunday. We'll be actually adding Saturday brunch, so you can join us on Saturday and Sunday. On the 14th, I think, is our first Saturday brunch of August.
That's what they tell me.
And you know, the young man that runs the kitchen up there, his name is Joe Spain, and he's a terrific cook, and had really great experience. He's a great egg man. He's a very creative chef, and so the brunch menu is I don't know what to tell you. It's Mediterranean inspired. It's tasty food. It's not your normal bacon and egg brunch, but there's a lot of terrific choices. And what more can I say?
Well, you can answer this question. What came first,
sure,
hiring the chef Joe Spain, or deciding you wanted to do a Spanish, in part, also Portuguese, restaurant?
Yeah, you know, the true story is the young man who was the chef at the original Avec for the last 9 years, his name is Perry Hendricks, and he's been promoted to the job of culinary director of our company. So he is in charge of all the chefs and all the kitchens. And to be perfectly honest, the first idea came from Perry. You know, he looked at the space. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do with this rooftop, and he said, you know, Spanish seaside diner, what could be better? And for me, it sort of brought me back to a chef trip that I went on probably a million years ago with some real big-name chefs. Grant Achatz was on the trip. A bunch of chefs from across the country were on the trip, and it was sponsored by the Spanish government. And I was a late arrival, and when I got there, the whole group was sitting at a table facing the Mediterranean Sea, eating food that's very reminiscent of what we serve on the rooftop. So the idea really resonated with me, and we started to work on a menu. Joe Spain came into the equation, and his influences are ongoing. You know, we're everything we do is a work in progress. And, you know, we're getting better and better, and the food's getting tastier and tastier. And, you know, all I can say is that I've dined up there several times personally, and I think it's terrific.
Okay, well, hey, we're talking to a James Beard award-winning chef here, Paul Cahan. Thank you very much, Paul. And I will say this, too. Going to Portugal or Spain right now, that could be prohibitive and nearly impossible to do. Going to your restaurant, if you live in Chicago, that's a lot less expensive. Bar Avec, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you, Paul.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Have a great day.